I want to thank you for giving to the Lord,
Amen.
To the Gideons.
Amen.
This church is awesome.
Yeah.
I love you so much. We're supposed to have a real snappy opening to catch your attention. And after what's going on, I'm at a loss. So I'll just start out with the words of Paul. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace is an important concept. Peace we need very badly in this country today. Peace we need that passes all understanding, and it only comes from Jesus. Jesus is in control. My friends, neighbors, and followers of Jesus Christ, I would like to emphasize the love of Jesus for us and the lost. Christ showed us his love in Romans 5, verse 8. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
How do you love anybody more than that? That you don't even know and you're willing to give up your life? You show your love for the lost with your participation in the Gideon ministry. Your concern for the lost that you have never known. But you know their souls are lost. They do not have the hope of Jesus Christ and the grace that you have. And you, with your bounty, share. And more people come to know Jesus Christ and their lives are changed. And their worlds totally altered because of the love that you have displayed. And I thank you for it. We as Gideons are proud to be here today. Ferris is my prayer partner. We generally come to speaking engagements like this and we bring a prayer partner to reinforce each other, lift us up, and at least we have one friendly face in the crowd. We're pleased to be here and we want to thank you for your very, very generous support in the past, and we thank you especially for your prayers. This ministry is badly in need of prayers. You know, as I look out at my camp, I see silver heads or shiny ones. We are getting older, and we are not being replaced. We are less Gideons than just a couple of years ago. A couple of years ago, we were handing out 100 million Bibles a year. Now we're at 65 million. We need your prayers. We need the younger generation to recognize the lost as you do, to feel for them as you do, and to join and make a commitment to raising the funds, to buy the scriptures, to hand out one at a time that changes people's lives. Your prayer and financial support respond to the great commission that Christ commanded us in Matthew 28. I use this in nearly every message I ever give because I think it's so, so important. And this is a message to every Christian. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. When I hand out Bibles, I am not aggressive, but I am bold. I am very successful at handing out Bibles. God wants all of us to be bold in stepping out and telling the lost about His Word and bringing souls to Jesus Christ. Boy, I'll tell you, you do that a couple of times, and you don't hesitate to volunteer to hand out Bibles. It gets you right here. But these words that I've just read are meant to be followed by every Christian. But despite this clear directive, I'm astounded by the fact that today many young Americans have never heard about Jesus Christ other than as a cuss word. They have not heard the gospel. I'm more astonished that surveys reveal 70% of attendees of evangelical Christian churches believe that there are other ways to heaven than through Jesus Christ. John 14:6 tells us the truth. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We're not going to buy our way in. We're not going to work our way in. We have to have faith that and believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, shed His blood that shields our sins from God, that we may enter into the gates of heaven. Amen. I've been a Gideon for nearly 47 years. I've seen the doors closing, and that trend is accelerating. It appears we are nearing the time that Christ warned us of in John chapter 9, verse 4. I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. If you just see the evil of the day. I'm 80 years old. I never, ever, ever dreamed this country would be so low as it is today. So filled with sin. So filled with hate. Divorces at all-time highs. Immoral marriages, choices in life, and all acceptable shame on us. Many people are calling this the post-Christian era in America. I refuse to believe that. When you couple our situation here at home with the threats of radical Islamists and their goal of world domination, there's never been a greater need in our lifetime to be involved in the ministry of Jesus Christ than now. There are millions that have never heard about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. They have no idea how that grace changes lives. They need to be reached today. Let me stress the urgency. They need to be reached today. Today, the lost live without hope or peace, and they need the light of the Word of Jesus Christ. This is the light of the Word of Jesus Christ. Take heart. Jesus is in control. Your partnership in this ministry is reaching the lost and changing many of those lives. Here are some of those results. On average, God has established one new Gideon camp every day for the last 8 years. The numbers of people accepting Jesus in the third world is phenomenal. I learned yesterday there are now 40 million Christians in Red China.
Amen.
You can go to church in Red China. You can go to a Christian church. It's a little different than if you went to a church here, because there is a TV camera right here. And it is taking a picture of everybody in the audience, and it is beaming it right into the police station. Churches have to be licensed. If they're licensed, you can hand out Bibles in them. But only if they're licensed by the government. But 40 million Christians have found the way, in spite of all these regulations or restrictions, to find Jesus Christ. 5 million Bibles have been handed out in that country. And do you know, there are more Bibles printed in China than any other country in the world. They print 2 billion Bibles a year. But there's only about, I think it's about 4 million stay in that country. The rest of them are shipped out, and they're happy to print Bibles for us because they want our money. But they don't want too many Bibles left in their country. They don't want their country changing too fast. We no longer have a camp in China, but we're at work there. It is illegal to proselytize, but people are free to accept the Bible while attending any church registered under the Chinese government. It's illegal to import Bibles into China. But if you buy Bibles that are printed in China, you can hand them out in a registered church. Last November, Gideon's presented 14,000 Bibles in 18 churches. Today, India has 500 new camps and 2.5 million scriptures have been placed in Ethiopia in 2 years. We now have active Gideon camps in nearly 200 countries. That's nearly every country in the world. 2 years ago, we distributed our 2 billionth scripture. Now I would like to relate how God has used Gideon Bibles to change hearts, save lives, and redeem souls. Listen to this story of David Bray, who was born in the part of the Bronx, New York, called Little Italy. His grandfather was in the mafia. Men came to his house all of the time carrying bags of cash. And David was fascinated with the lifestyle. And he just naturally fell into the life of crime and was involved in drugs, alcohol, gambling. He said, "You name it, I did it." In 1991, he was ordered to kill a man. He was informed on and sent to Rikers Prison, where he was told he would spend 25 years there, he would die and go to hell. Going to hell troubled him. Sitting in his cell, he looked up on top of a locker and he saw a Gideon Bible. And he picked that up and he went to the help section, which is in front of every Gideon Bible. It tells you what verses for what's ailing you. You can track that verse down and read it, and it'll give you comfort. He began to read the verses that applied to his situation. He asked God if he could forgive murderers. Could he forgive him? The very next day, some Gideons held services at the prison. The speaker's message was about God's forgiveness. He said, "I am here to tell you that God forgives even murderers, because I am one." David began reading that Bible in earnest, and he soon gave his life to Christ and witnessed to other prisoners. That's kind of dangerous in prison. He states, "God protected me in this ministry." Now, this is a direct quote from David Bray, who now serves in prison chaplaincy, and it sounds like it was written by a Gideon, but this is from David Bray. some unknown Gideon, planted a Bible that ended up on top of a locker. Another Gideon spoke in the chapel service and watered that seed. Then God granted the increase. Here's another one. This happened in March of 2016. And it's titled, The Difference Between Life and Death. It's an article that was written to the Gideons International. I began working in the paper mills of Hamilton, Ohio at age 16. At the age of 45, I lost my job and began drinking heavily. Eventually, my drinking problem, my overall demeanor became so terrible that my wife of 27 years left me. My children stopped speaking to me. I lost our home, both of our cars, and essentially all of our possessions. I was homeless. I was a homeless man left to wander the streets. I ate out of garbage cans. I drank anything with alcohol in it. I was truly a lost soul. I stayed that way for 3 years until I finally decided to check into a Samaritan shelter. While there, I learned where I could buy drugs. One night when I decided I had suffered all I could stand, I bought a large quantity of heroin. My intention was to shoot myself up and inject it all at one time in an overdose and end my life. With the money I had left, I checked into a hotel. As I sat on the bed and the drugs next to me, I opened the nightstand drawer in hopes of finding a notepad to write a few last words. Instead, I found a Gideon-placed Bible. I turned to John 3. I remembered that verse, that scripture reference from many years ago when I attended church. When I came across John 3:16, I set the Bible down and prayed, God, if you came to save the world, please save me. At once, it felt as if a light was shining on me. And I knew that I was not only loved, but my life meant something to God. Amen. I flushed the drugs down the toilet, and I cried tears of joy, and I gave my life to God and accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. Amen. Today, I am employed as a convenience store clerk. I live in a small apartment. I have reconnected with my wife and family. Together we attend a small country church outside of town. I sing Amazing Grace all the time. Amen. And I give God the thanks for serving me. Thank you, Gideons, for providing that Bible. For me, it was the difference between life and death. That brings us back to the beginning of the song, beginning of the service and the song. Thank you for giving to the Lord. You know, the very dollars that saved that man's life and soul could have come from this church. It's a real thing that we're doing. It touches people's hearts. It changes people's lives. It saves souls. God has blessed this ministry and blessed its success. And it demonstrates that this ministry, your ministry, accepts Christ's challenge of the Great Commission. John chapter 4. 35 to 36. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And that he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together.
Amen.
The demand for God's word is good news. Pray that God will grant the increase and meet the present needs. As the pastor said earlier, every cent donated to the Gideons is used to buy scriptures. Every cent. All other expenses are borne by the Gideon members themselves. In addition, you have God's own guarantee that any offering will bear fruit. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. God bless you, and I thank you for helping me to continue to be a Gideon.
Amen.
Amen.